Part 1.
听下面十段材料，每段材料后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在相应位置。听完每段材料后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段材料仅读一遍。
1. What about going to the pictures this evening, Lisa? It makes us relaxed easily.
You mean going to see a film? Sounds a good idea.
2. Can I help you with your baggage, madame? The elevator is over.
You mean the lift?
Yeah. 3. I hear the English language was based on German and then changed a lot.
Yes, it was widened and widely used by the 1600s. It was in the 1800s that the English language was settled.
4. English is a useful language in the world and spoken in Australia, India, Singapore, Malaysia, besides Britain and the US.
Quite right. It has become an important working language in international cases.
5. British and American English have some differences.
Yes, if you use flat instead of apartment, people can know you have learned British English, just like lift and elevator.
6. It's too more difficult to speak spoken English fluently than use grammar.
Not really. As long as you use your brain effectively, you will get it.
7. Could I sit by you and wait for our teacher?
I'm sorry, this seat has been taken, but you can take the seat over there.
8. Where can I get some petrol?
There is a gas station not far from here, only about 3 minutes' walk down the road.
9. There are many differences between British and American English. Maybe people can't understand each other in many cases.
I don't think so. People are used to changing in both English.
10. Hi, Miss Wong. Sorry that I failed in your subject, but I really tried.
No one succeeds every time. Come on and be happy. You'll have another chance.
2.
听下面六段材料，每段材料后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在相应位置。听每段材料前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段材料读两遍。听第一段材料，完成第1-3小题。
Have you heard about Lester?
Is it one of Buford's cousins? Is there anything happening to him?
Yes. Yesterday, Lester, with Buford and Billy, is swimming in the lake. He saw a big catfish head towards him, seeming to eat him down. He was so afraid that he climbed up a big tree.
Really? It's too interesting. What about Billy and Buford?
They laughed at Lester, but after that, Lester won't go near that place.
Oh, it's good material. Our teacher must be interested when she sees our compositions.
Have you heard about Lester?
Is it one of Buford's cousins? Is there anything happening to him?
Yes. Yesterday, Lester, with Buford and Billy, is swimming in the lake. He saw a big catfish head towards him, seeming to eat him down. He was so afraid that he climbed up a big tree.
Really? It's too interesting. What about Billy and Buford?
They laughed at Lester, but after that, Lester won't go near that place.
Oh, it's good material. Our teacher must be interested when she sees our compositions.
How are you, Mrs. Brown?
Pretty good. And you?
Not so good. I lost my work just today.
I'm sorry to hear that.
How are your students doing?
They are very nervous about their final exam.
I remember you gave our class a hard final test in my first year of college. Many of us failed, but I really learned a lot from you. You see, I can speak very good English.
Thank you for saying so.
How are you, Mrs. Brown?
Pretty good. And you?
Not so good. I lost my work just today.
I'm sorry to hear that.
How are your students doing?
They are very nervous about their final exam.
I remember you gave our class a hard final test in my first year of college. Many of us failed, but I really learned a lot from you. You see, I can speak very good English.
Thank you for saying so. Could I help you, sir?
I need to find a special English magazine, and I'm not too sure where to find it.
How old is the English magazine you need to find? Is it a recent English magazine? Less than a year old? Or is it an older one?
You need to know how old the English magazine is to find it?
Yes, the more recent magazines are in the magazine reading room on the second floor. But after a year, English magazines are tied together and kept on the third floor.
Well, the English magazine I want to find is more than a year old, so that means I need to go to the second floor. Oh, excuse me, what am I saying? The third floor.
That's right, the third floor.
Thanks for your help.
Could I help you, sir?
I need to find a special English magazine, and I'm not too sure where to find it.
How old is the English magazine you need to find? Is it a recent English magazine? Less than a year old? Or is it an older one?
You need to know how old the English magazine is to find it?
Yes, the more recent magazines are in the magazine reading room on the second floor. But after a year, English magazines are tied together and kept on the third floor.
Well, the English magazine I want to find is more than a year old, so that means I need to go to the second floor. Oh, excuse me, what am I saying? The third floor.
That's right, the third floor.
Thanks for your help.
Dad, you are learning English in an evening school, aren't you?
Yes, English is very important, you know.
Didn't you ever learn it when you were a college student?
Yes, but I have found my English is too limited since I began to work in this company.
Don't you think you are too old to learn it?
Oh, no. I'm much younger than Marx was when he began to learn Russian in his 50s. Marx never stopped learning foreign languages in his life.
So he knows many languages, doesn't he?
Yes, he could read all the leading European languages and write in three languages.German, French, and English. He was a man of great talent for language.
Dad, you are learning English in an evening school, aren't you?
Yes, English is very important, you know.
Didn't you ever learn it when you were a college student?
Yes, but I have found my English is too limited since I began to work in this company.
Don't you think you are too old to learn it?
Oh, no.I'm much younger than Marx was when he began to learn Russian in his 50s. Marx never stopped learning foreign languages in his life.
So he knows many languages, doesn't he?
Yes, he could read all the leading European languages and write in three languages, German, French, and English. He was a man of great talent for language.
听第五段材料，完成第十三至十六小题。
Mr. William.I find in your top report you tell us English is the most widely spoken language.
Well, I think that it does sound a little important, but English is the native language of millions of British, Canadians, and Americans. It's used as a second language by millions of Asians and Africans.
But Chinese is the most important language in the world.
Oh, yes, but Chinese is not so widely spoken as English.
Will English become the official language?Of the EEC?
I don't know about that. But remember, half the scientific literature of the world is written in English, and it's also the main language of German and Japanese salesmanship. Educational material employs more English than any other language, and of course...
Oh, Mr. William, I must interrupt you. Thank you.Mr. William,I find in your top report you tell us English is the most widely spoken language.
Well, I think that it does sound a little important, but English is the native language of millions of British, Canadians, and Americans. It's used as a second language by millions of Asians and Africans.
But Chinese is the most important language in the world.
Oh, yes, but Chinese is not so widely spoken as English.
Will English become the official language?Of the EEC?
I don't know about that. But remember, half the scientific literature of the world is written in English, and it's also the main language of German and Japanese salesmanship. Educational material employs more English than any other language, and of course...
Oh, Mr. William, I must interrupt you. Thank you.
I'm going to be your advisor this year, Linda.
Oh, great! I really learned a lot in your class last year.
Where is your new schedule?
Here it is.
You're certainly planning to take a lot of courses.
I enjoy all the science courses.
And two of them have lab hours.
The lab work isn't any problem for me.
What are you planning to be?
I want to be a chemist.
You speak English so well and fluently. Why not try to be a teacher?
No, I want to do research.
Well, it's a heavy schedule, but I'm going to approve it. Your grades were very good last year.
Oh, thank you. I'm really going to work hard this year, too.
I'm going to be your advisor this year, Linda.
Oh, great!I really learned a lot in your class last year.
Where is your new schedule?
Here it is.
You're certainly planning to take a lot of courses.
I enjoy all the science courses.
And two of them have lab hours.
The lab work isn't any problem for me.
What are you planning to be?
I want to be a chemist.
You speak English so well and fluently. Why not try to be a teacher?
No, I want to do research.
Well, it's a heavy schedule, but I'm going to approve it. Your grades were very good last year.
Oh, thank you. I'm really going to work hard this year, too.
Part 3.
第一节，听下面五段材料。每段材料后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在相应位置。听完每段材料后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题，每段材料仅读一遍。
1. You are awarded for your fluent English in the English Speech Contest. Congratulations!
Thank you.
2. How do you think Americans and Englishmen understand each other?
Oh, it's not a serious problem, though there are some differences between British and American English.
3. Will you please go to the movies with me this evening, Laurie?
I'm very sorry. I'm quite busy now. I'm writing my composition.
4. Dad, what do you think of my English result this time? Are you satisfied with it?
Oh, it's very good, darling.
Thank you, Dad. 5. Excuse me, Professor Wong, but I'm hoping to talk to you about my class project for economics.
I have a class in a few minutes. Why not come and see me during the office hours tomorrow?
第二节，听下面五段材料，每段材料后有几个小题，从题中所给的A、B、C三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在相应位置。听每段材料前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题5秒钟。听完后。
Mrs. Brown, may I ask you a question?
Sure, Mr. Liu.
What does the word fall mean in the sentence? He went to the mountain in fall.
It means autumn. We say in fall. British people say in autumn.
Are there many words like this that the two countries use differently?
Not really.
Sometimes I can't follow you just because of the pronunciation of some of the words. What should I do?
Don't worry about that. Just keep practicing. The differences in the spoken language are great, but most of the time people from the two countries don't have difficulty in understanding each other.
Thank you, Mrs. Brown.
You're welcome, Mr. Liu. 5. Excuse me, Professor Wong, but I'm hoping to talk to you about my class project for economics.
I have a class in a few minutes. Why not come and see me during the office hours tomorrow? Mrs. Brown, may I ask you a question?
Sure, Mr. Liu.
What does the word fall mean in the sentence? He went to the mountain in fall.
It means autumn. We say in fall. British people say in autumn.
Are there many words like this that the two countries use differently?
Not really.
Sometimes I can't follow you just because of the pronunciation of some of the words. What should I do?
Don't worry about that. Just keep practicing. The differences in the spoken language are great, but most of the time people from the two countries don't have difficulty in understanding each other.
Thank you, Mrs. Brown.
You're welcome, Mr. Liu.
听第二段材料，完成第9至11小题。It's not easy for a Chinese person to speak as fluently as a native speaker. Do you know the reason?
One reason is that English has a large vocabulary, and another is the words have different usage in different countries.
Where can you tell the person is from when he says, take the underground at the 3rd station and get it off at the 9th station?
Yes, he may be from England. If he is an American, he can say subway rather than underground.
Why have you known so much about English?
Oh! I ever worked in the U.S. for 3 years.
Then can American understand British?
Though there are some differences between American and British English, they can understand each other easily now. But perhaps they won't understand each other in 100 years' time.
It's not easy for a Chinese person to speak as fluently as a native speaker. Do you know the reason?
One reason is that English has a large vocabulary, and another is the words have different usage in different countries.
Where can you tell the person is from when he says, take the underground at the third station and get it off at the ninth station?
Yes, he may be from England. If he is an American, he can say subway rather than underground.
Why have you known so much about English?
Oh, I ever worked in the U.S. for 3 years.
Then can American understand British?
Though there are some differences between American and British English, they can understand each other easily now. But perhaps they won't understand each other in 100 years' time. Hello, 664-4888.
Hi, Amy. This is Buford here. Could I speak to Lester, please?
I'm afraid he's not in at the moment. He went out about an hour ago, and he is not back yet.
Do you know when he might be back?
I don't know. He said he was just going to get some paint.
Okay, tell him I've called, will you? Our class will hold a party this evening. There are some things to discuss with Lester, and I'll try again later.
All right. Goodbye, Buford.
Thanks, Amy. Goodbye.
664-4888.
Hi, Amy. This is Buford here. Could I speak to Lester, please?
I'm afraid he's not in at the moment. He went out about an hour ago, and he is not back yet.
Do you know when he might be back?
I don't know. He said he was just going to get some paint.
Okay, tell him I've called, will you? Our class will hold a party this evening. There are some things to discuss with Lester, and I'll try again later.
All right. Goodbye, Buford.
Thanks, Amy. Goodbye.
听第四段材料，完成第十五至十七小题。
You're going to have to forgive me.
Oh, why?
Well, remember how I promised you I'd help you study English for your exams today?
Yes, I remember.
Well,I don't know how to put this. I hate to tell you this, but I'm afraid I can't keep my promise.
Oh, why not?
Well, you see, I have to go to the station to pick up my uncle this afternoon. He is coming to Jinan and will stay with us for a couple of days. Otherwise, I'd be able to help you study English for your exams.
I understand.
You know, I don't make a habit of breaking promises to people. I hope you're not upset with me.
No, not at all. It's not your fault.Thanks anyway.
You're going to have to forgive me.
Oh, why?
Well, remember how I promised you I'd help you study English for your exams today?
Yes, I remember.
Well, I don't know how to put this. I hate to tell you this, but I'm afraid I can't keep my promise.
Oh, why not?
Well, you see, I have to go to the station to pick up my uncle this afternoon.He is coming to Jinan and will stay with us for a couple of days. Otherwise, I'd be able to help you study English for your exams.
I understand.
You know, I don't make a habit of breaking promises to people. I hope you're not upset with me.
No, not at all. It's not your fault. Thanks anyway. In our English class today, we studied the months of the year. Ms. White said that we were excellent.
Do you speak only English in class, or does your teacher explain everything to you in Spanish?
Oh no, we never speak Spanish in class. Ms. White speaks to us only in English. Sometimes it is difficult to understand her, but she wants us to become used to hearing English.
I suppose she's right. Does she speak English very slowly?
Not always. Sometimes we don't understand her. Then she has to repeat what she says.
It must be interesting to study English.
I am the best student in class. Ms. White says that my pronunciation is very good.
Is English pronunciation easy or difficult?
Sometimes it is very difficult. Some words sound different from the way one pronounces them. In our English class today, we studied the months of the year. Ms. White said that we were excellent.
Do you speak only English in class, or does your teacher explain everything to you in Spanish?
Oh no, we never speak Spanish in class. Ms. White speaks to us only in English. Sometimes it is difficult to understand her, but she wants us to become used to hearing English.
I suppose she's right. Does she speak English very slowly?
Not always. Sometimes we don't understand her. Then she has to repeat what she says.
It must be interesting to study English.
I am the best student in class. Ms. White says that my pronunciation is very good.
Is English pronunciation easy or difficult?
Sometimes it is very difficult. Some words sound different from the way one pronounces them.